We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back to Sports Talk. Alvin Gentry, head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. Draft night in the NBA. Coach, I know you don't have a first round draft pick, but still a pretty exciting night.
Well, it is. I think it's an exciting night all the time. And, you just never know what could happen. I mean, there's so many things, so many variables that can enter into it. And, you know, in our case, we had to prepare like we were going to be have a first-round pick because you never know what's going to happen as far as trades or anything like that.
So are you telling me that maybe you guys are trying to get back in the first round here? Nobody's listening. It's okay. You can tell me, Coach.
I'm just telling you that there's a lot of variables that enter into the draft. Okay.
I got you. Hey, you got a new contract extension. I'm sure that's got to be a relief for you, knowing you have some little security, especially after the success you guys had this year.
Well, it is, and I like being here. And you know, Mrs. Benson has enough confidence that I should be the one leading the team. So that's really exciting. And you know, I think we're headed in the right direction. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting back on the floor and starting all over again.
If you don't get back in the first round tonight in the second round, how do you evaluate that second round pick? What's the approach from the organization there?
Well, I think just like anything else, everybody would say best player available. But, you know, we're looking at some other variables that might enter into it also. But, I think our guys do a great job. Our scouts do a great job of identifying a group of people at that particular position that fit into what we're trying to do system-wise. So, you know, I think it becomes very important to pick someone that's a system guy that's accustomed to playing the way you want to try to play.
Pelicans coach Alvin Gentry here on Sports Talk. And Coach, bear with me on this. It's a bit of a wish list of mine. But say LeBron James says he wants to get out of Cleveland. How much do you think you guys would go after him?
Well, I can't comment on that for the simple fact that it's a $100,000 fine.
Okay, fair enough.
Willing to pay that on the station?
No, we're not.
I'll go to town. I'll tell you everything that you want to tell me. But you know,
my bad, coach. I didn't mean to do that to you.
No, I'm not allowed to talk about free agents. So you know, only Dell can do that because he's a designated guy. So don't. It's not that I don't want to answer it. It's just that. The $100,000 fine is just a little steep.
I get it. And I don't have even a tenth of that, so I can't even contribute to it. So I apologize. But okay.
Oh, no problem at all.
Let me ask you this though. So if you're close as an organization and you feel like regardless of in free agency or trades or what have you, how willing are the Pelicans to go over the luxury tax if it means adding players that are going to get you guys maybe over the hump and into the Western Conference Finals or to win a championship?
I think Mrs. B is committed to trying to win a championship. And, you know, if it's something that's significant, yeah, I think that would happen. But I just think the number one priority is, you know, she's in this to try to win a championship. And I think Mickey is in it to try to win a championship. And Dell is in it, and the coaches are in it. So I think anything along those lines that we think would give us the opportunity to have a significant jump, I think that Mrs. B and everybody would try to do that.
How is Boogie Cousins coming along in his rehab?
I think he's making progress. You know, obviously it's a tough injury, but I can say that he's working his butt off. You know, he's you know, pretty much in rehab about 6 to 8 hours every day. So, you know, I think he's very much into trying to get himself back and get him to the form that he was when he was hurt.
What do you think about once he gets back to being able to play basketball again? Is there a concern at all that it might take a little while in order to get back to being the Boogie Cousins he was, or you think he's going to be able to do that pretty quickly?
Well, that's one of the things that no one knows, really. You know, I just know that he's working extremely hard and trying to get back to that level. And, you know, that question is not going to be able to be answered until he's actually on the court.
Coach, you had a lot of success last year. Now you've had time to maybe think about your season. Was there a stretch or a moment there where you look back on and say, man, that was some of the funnest times I had that year?
Oh, I think the last five games, you know, of the regular season. You know, we basically designated those as our playoffs. And we said we're in a position where we have to win all five of the games. We can't win four of them, because if we win four of them, Denver is probably going to be in and we're going to be out. And so our guys took it upon themselves to approach every game, the last five games of the season. Every time we played, you know, the whole theme of it was, this is our seventh game. You know, this is the seventh game. You know, we have to have this game. This is the seventh game. And, you know, they did a great job in, you know, winning at Golden State on the road, you know, in one of those games, and then playing San Antonio at home. You know, I mean, all of them became huge games, and I thought our guys did a great job of just, you know, coming together and playing as a team.
Coach Alvin Gentry here of the Pelicans on Sports Talk, winding down with him. Coach, do you think there's enough parity in the NBA?
I think it's fine. You know, I think everybody talks about you know, Golden State, and they're a great team. But there's been great teams in our league before. You know, there was parity in our league except for the Chicago Bulls. You know, you just, you know, they won. You know, when we were in Phoenix, we felt like, you know, we had a great chance to win the NBA championships. We could never get by San Antonio. So I think that makes for a great basketball. You know, you want to try. And to me, I think Daryl Morey over at Houston has the right approach. Hey, you got to build everything, and everything's got to be based on trying to beat Golden State. You know, that's what you got to try to do, because they're the champs. And if you want to be champs, you got to find a way to defeat the champ.
Coach, headed into this coming basketball season, how important will it be to, A, recognize what you accomplished last year, but a lot like the Saints do, where they almost say, hey, look, that was last year. We got to start anew.
Well, what you want to try to do is that you want to try to build off the year that we had last year. You know, I don't think you want to forget it, but it has no bearing on the next season. The next season becomes a completely separate entity. So we will have to do well, and we'll have to try to win at the level that we did last year, which won't be easy, because there's a lot of teams that's going to be better than they were last year.
Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry, hey, thanks a bunch for the time. I know you're pretty busy right now with the draft going on, and good luck to the Pelicans, all right?
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Not a problem.
All right, you bet. We'll step away and come back for John Uptown and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.